This is Stuart Moxham of Young Marble Giants, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we will hear from Eric Weltman, Senior Organizer for Food and Water Watch in New York, discussing their 2023 climate agenda in Albany as the legislature is about to begin. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather, the Catskill Makers Syndicate. We've also got radio news and more, and it all starts after Jason Martin is done singing this song on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves.
Controlled.
On air, in air, channel.
Connection.
And the moon
turns to blood.
A stream runs through.
This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This
is the network.
This
is the news.
This
is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County could find itself with another multi-million dollar surplus in 2022, according to a report issued this week by Comptroller March Gallagher. Gallagher said a, quote, conservative analysis of previous years' third quarter results indicate that Ulster County could see a 2022 surplus of $25 million, unquote. In her report, Gallagher said the county in the first three quarters of 2022 received $2.582 million, or 73.1% of its budgeted revenues, the same percentage the county received at the same time in 2021. She said the county has to date realized a 9.2% increase in sales tax revenues when compared to 2021, and projected that sales tax revenues in 2022 could, quote, greatly exceed, unquote, the $139 million budgeted for the year. Ulster County Executive's Office has said the county could receive as much as $167 million in sales tax revenue in 2022. Gallagher said the occupancy tax was up during the third quarter as well, 20% over the same time in 2021. The county's 2022 budget projected $143 million in revenues from that tax. The report added that if Comptroller's projections hold true, it would mark the third year in a row the county ended the year with a surplus. Quote, the previous 2 years added $51.5 million combined to the fund balance, and this year may add a considerable amount more, unquote, the report stated. Also, employment levels in Ulster County continued to increase in 2022, with 1,700 new jobs created as of the end of October. The top job-generating sectors were education and health service, and leisure and hospitality. Gallagher did warn that while the county's financial situation has improved, the 2023 budget added 54 new positions to county government, creating ongoing expenses in the future. She urged county officials to limit new additions to the budget in order to protect county taxpayers from future tax increases during what she said is the, quote, inevitable downturn in revenues, unquote. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman.
Kenneth C. Crowe II reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer County officials said on January 4th, Representative Elise Stefanik plans to open a district office in Rensselaer County's new office building on Route 4. Stefanik, a Saratoga County Republican, now represents Rensselaer County after political boundaries shifted last year. Stefanik's new office in East Greenbush will open next month. County Executive Steve McLaughlin said in a statement that, and I quote, "This will help expand convenience and access to important services for our residents by having Congresswoman Stefanik's offices in Rensselaer County," end quote. Stefanik now represents all of Rensselaer County except the cities of Troy and Rensselaer and half of the town of North Greenbush. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that Albany Medical Center and the Center for Disability Services are receiving federal funds to establish an integrated health system that is said to be the first of its kind in the nation. Both institutions have been serving thousands of people with disabilities for more than 80 years in the Capital Region. The $2 million award announced on January 5th by Senator Chuck Schumer is among $22 million in federal aid being distributed for a series of regional projects. The funds are coming from a $1 trillion omnibus spending bill that Congress passed just before Christmas and was signed into law by President Joe Biden on December 29th. Schumer said the Integrated Health Services at the Center for Disability Services is intended to have one-stop treatment services for those who receive services there. Quote, "It's the first time that people with severe disabilities can get really good health care instead of having to go from one place to another," unquote, Schumer said. Quote, "It's a one-stop shop. It really the first of its kind in not only the Capital Region, but I think in the country. It'll have tremendous cost savings because you won't have to make four different stops and see four different doctors," unquote. The Center for Disability Services, headquartered in South Manning Boulevard in Albany, runs education and vocational training programs and also operates about 50 group homes in the region. The center's mission is to empower and promote independence among young people with disabilities, allowing them to lead healthier lives. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro are swearing they will both work across the aisle in Congress if they can ever be sworn in to their new roles. Ryan was sworn in last summer, replacing Democrat Antonio Delgado for the final weeks of his term in the 19th Congressional District, but then because of redistricting, Ryan won the 18th Congressional District in the fall's election, and Molinaro won the 19th District seat. Now, though, the Republican majority in the House of Representatives has, over and over again, failed to elect the Speaker of the House, and no other business, including swearing in members, can happen until a Speaker is chosen. Ryan said, and I quote, "It's definitely disappointing Republicans can't seem to come together at a time when clearly we've got to come together and work to restore trust in our democracy. I'm just trying to get sworn in and do my job," end quote. Ryan also addressed working with the four-vote Republican majority. He said, and I quote, "We may appear more divided than ever, but it is my job first and foremost to serve the Hudson Valley. I'll work with anyone, regardless of party, who wants to serve their constituents and get things done. And I'll never hesitate to call out those who dishonor this institution and this country. The stakes are too high right now for anything else," end quote. Molinaro also said he will work with Republicans and Democrats to deliver, and I quote, "common sense results that will create economic opportunity, address our crumbling infrastructure, and improve public safety," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Mid-Hudson News reports that the Dutchess County Legislature re-elected Republican Greg Pulver as its chair during its reorganizational meeting on January 4th. The Pine Plains cattle farmer was reelected after being nominated by fellow Republican Michael Polasek of LaGrange. Quote, "This means a lot to me," unquote, Pulver said as he outlined some goals for the new year. One of his top priorities is to work on getting tax credits for county volunteer firefighters and first responders. Pulver is a life member of the Pine Plains Fire District. Pulver's reelection was opposed by Democrat Craig Brendy. Barrington Atkins, a Democrat who represents the city of Poughkeepsie, nominated Brendel, and who also represents part of the city, to be chair. Democrat Randy Johnson, the city of Poughkeepsie representative, said, quote, "I was unable to attend due to longstanding vacation. If I was there, I would have cast my vote for Pulver, because despite our political differences, we continue to work towards improving the quality of life in the city of Poughkeepsie, and that's why I am here," unquote. Pulver said he has no plans to retire from the position. Quote, "I am honored to do this," unquote, he said. Quote, When it becomes no longer fun, then I will leave. But right now, I'm still having fun, and I enjoy helping people, unquote, he said. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Both Columbia County and Greene County East announced another death from COVID-19 on January 3rd. Greene County also reported 52 new cases, 61 active cases, and 14 patients hospitalized. Columbia County officials write on social media that, and I quote, due to the retirement of the state's common care case investigation system, we are no longer able to share daily case numbers, end quote, even though Greene County continues to share that information. Meanwhile, in Albany, Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that the state legislature is operating this term without any COVID-19 protections in place. NYPRG Executive Director Blair Horner said, and I quote, today feels like the olden days pre-pandemic. People are wandering around, by and large, without masks, and the sort of energy level, the human interaction, is there that wasn't here last year, end quote. According to the State Office of General Services, the only difference between the 2019 and 2023 legislative sessions is the upgraded air filtration system in the state capitol that completes two-hour fresh air exchanges before the start and at the end of the day.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, rain and snow are likely, becoming all rain after 11 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 41 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 30 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 25 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Friday, December 6th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM. Including at 10 a.m., it's time for the Global Go-Go 2022 Top Singles and EPs show. Then at noon, Jared Wiggishud is live in the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street with the 2 hours of the Sugar Shack Jukebox with all kinds of funk, R&B, rock, pop, soul, reggae, and more after the local news. 4 p.m., the WGXC afternoon show is live from Acre. At 6 p.m., Clubhouse Radio is live from Main Street in Catskill. At 7 p.m., there are youth from Hudson talking about what they've been reading on the Bound by Books show. And then we've got all kinds of local music on Hudson Valley Sounds at 8 p.m. at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Operation Unite, along with the Hudson Area Library, is presenting Photography, Land and River, an exhibition and with youth and adult participants who attended photography workshops led by J.D. Urban and apprentice S. Triana. The opening reception is Wednesday, January 11th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library's Community Room. And the exhibition is up there from January 11th through February 14th. go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org to find out more about this event and many others, and add your own event by pressing the Add an Event button and pasting in information about whatever event you're organizing that you want to be read on the radio and seen around the world at the community calendar at wgxc.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to get to work on behalf of the American people. But we need a willing partner on the other side of the aisle.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries said he hoped for Republicans to, quote, stop the bickering, stop the backbiting, and stop the backstabbing after 3 days of voting and still no House Speaker. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy failed to get the 218 votes needed after Thursday night's 11th vote for the speakership, making this one of the longest votes for the job. While the House was in chaos to determine the next speaker, President Joe Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell were in Kentucky to usher in the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Today, we sit in this wonderful clear day with sun shining down on literally a legislative miracle.
McConnell, along with 18 other Senate Republicans, voted for the bill that was signed into law in 2021. Today marks the second anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone, who suffered major injuries as a result of the riot, called on top GOP leaders in the House to condemn political violence.
We cannot afford to brush political violence under the rug or turn a blind eye when others encourage it.
One of those GOP leaders was Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, to which Fanone delivered a letter signed by more than 1,000 veterans, active duty service members, and military families who want top Republicans to speak out against political violence. President Biden announced new migration enforcement measures paired with the extended Title 42. The new measures include more expulsions, but also more opportunities for migrants to enter the United States legally to reduce the number of unlawful crossings.
Today, my administration is taking several steps to stiffen enforcement for those who try to come without a legal right to stay and to put in place a faster process to decide a claim of asylum.
The expanded legal pathways will allow 30,000 migrants per month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the country with U.S.-based financial sponsors. Those who enter illegally will not be eligible for the program. Biden is set to visit the border in El Paso on Sunday. Finally, the DOJ said the U.S. Postal Service can continue to deliver prescription abortion medication despite the overturning of Roe v. Wade, making abortion more accessible in some places. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We end our 2023 predictions with gerrymandering and the court actions which may make it permanent in some states. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court determined that state redistricting was an inherently political process and declined to get involved. To anti-voter state legislatures, this was a green light for gerrymandering, which engineered new partisan maps in North Carolina, Ohio, Wisconsin, New York, and many other states. In Ohio, the state Supreme Court ruled state legislature and congressional maps as unconstitutional, but its courageous Chief Justice is retiring and a partisan replacement is expected in 2023. In Wisconsin, Democrats were 46% of the vote in the midterms, but won only 33% of the state assembly because of extreme gerrymandering in 2021. An April 2023 election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court may determine whether gerrymandering is there to stay. And finally, to North Carolina and the Moore versus Harper case, where a decision is expected in mid-2023. A gerrymandering case, it's really about the ultimate power of legislatures over elections. Our prediction for 2023, even if the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't buy into the fringe independent state legislature theory in Moore versus Harper, state and federal courts, packed with Federalist Society judges, will greenlight even more partisan and racial gerrymandering in the years to come. We always have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Roof from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. David Oxenford at Broadcast Law Blog predicts the biggest airwave regulation stories in the coming year with the Federal Communications Commission. President Joe Biden's so far going nowhere nomination of Gigi Sohn to break a 2-2 Republican-Democrat tie vote on the FCC continues to be the largest story, because most issues at the FCC will either be in a stalemate or leaning to Democrats, depending if Sohn gets confirmed and tips the balance on the board. The 2018 Quadrennial Review, for instance, could relax local radio ownership rules if conservatives have a tie at the FCC, but would probably continue to favor local ownership if Sohn is confirmed. And, quote, the Quadrennial Review also looks at the dual network rule that currently forbids the common ownership of two of the top four TV networks, unquote, Oxenford writes. More media consolidation and monopolies could be allowed if the FCC remains in a 2-2 tie, but as soon as confirmed, companies could see breakups. There's also a proposal for a Class C4 FM radio service before the commission. The new stations are essentially midway between the power limits of the current Class A stations and Class C3 FMs that are limited to 25 kilowatts. So mostly for small rural stations, or if to fit small stations in urban areas. The opposition on this issue is mostly from current broadcasters who fear more stations will clutter the FM band and perhaps remove existing FM translators from the airwaves or block new translators for both AM and FM stations. So far, the FCC has only issued a notice of inquiry on the proposal, but a notice of proposed rulemaking may come this year. Read more about this full story at the Broadcast Law Blog. Go to wavefarm.org for more radio news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 6th. Local early morning temperatures range from 34 degrees in Tannersville to 40 in Red Hook. That's a flip. Regional average soil temperature is 42. Rain is still around today, hardest in the morning and turning to snow in the higher elevations. Temperatures on the ground hover around 41 and 42 degrees all day. Up in the hills, it dips just to the freezing mark. By dark, precipitation comes to an end, and all places should drop below freezing by dawn. Saturday will be dry with a moderately windy afternoon and a high of 42. Conditions will be cold, bring the hat and maybe gloves. 26 degrees overnight takes us into an also dry Sunday with a high of 37. Overnight, it drops to 28, then back up to 42 on a dry-looking Monday. Sunset today will be at 4:24 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. With this past Wednesday being the latest morning of the entire year, it all just gets brighter from here on out. Looking way up, we see sunspot AR3182 is rotating into full view and has already been caught spewing X-class flares. Radio blackouts could occur today. This means sometimes terrestrial radio could be a little harder to hear. GPS systems could get a bit glitchy. If you were listening to the Thingularity program last night, it's not one of those potentially life-altering scenarios. It's just going to make things weird for scientists and satellites. Regular people might experience some extra dropped calls. Solar wind speed is currently 471.7 kilometers per second at 9.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark and only fair below 14 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 103. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Columbia County-based jazz drummer Bobby Previtt plays with Ray Anderson, and Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston, also perform on Friday, January 20th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXE will have a webcast of the entire show and will broadcast the show from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. Previtt is a Columbia County-based drummer and composer who has heard international praise, and Anderson has transferred Dick Griffin's multiphonic technique on the trombone to his own singing voice, enabling him to simultaneously blend several pitches to the point where he sounds like a blues-inflected Tuvan throat singer. Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston also perform on the show. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, January 20th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in a WGXC web stream and broadcast at WGXC.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mama Getty of Hyannis, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC, radio for open ears. If you like what you're hearing, you know, WGXC has been really producing some excellent music programming, some entertaining satire, important local information. Become a sustaining supporter. Go to the website wgxc.org and click on the donate button. Help keep local hands-on community radio alive.
That was Hudson's Emily Ritz with the song Lonely Alone from her 2021 album In Love Alone.
And you, 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 and you,
Nashville on January 6th. The event organizers write, quote, "The Winter Solstice Rock Against Racism show is geared to be a stance of resistance against racism in the modern age and stomach from the great and long-lost punk rock tradition," unquote. WGXC will have a live web stream of the performances from Dark Hippie, Phantom Sleaze, World Sucks, RBNX, Jay Woodruff from Of the Atlas, Icebox Cake, and MC Jack Lizard. That is on Friday, January 6th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune into a live WGXC.org web stream. Go to the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org for more information.
That's a 2022 song from the band Glove called Radio Out on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch. We'll be right back. Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success.
Next, we hear 2022 music from Spoon, the Adrian Sherwood reconstruction of the song On the Radio, on the radio at 90.7 FM.
Say, how come you still play that game, John Briggs?
Next, from the 2022 album Nude with Demon, this is Receiver from The Web of Lies. We'll be right back.
espirales en diente de la ionosfera. Recojo la piel comprada. La espiral menguante de la hidrosfera y una amalgama de piel.
From the 2022 album I, this is Lucretia Dalt with Contenida. Here is Bread, the 2020 single from John Kolpitz, Kid Millions from Oneida and Man Forever. And this track features drummer Greg Fox, who was once an intern at Wave Farm, and Noah Hecht from Porches and Fiery Furnaces.